The clergy who have given themselves over to worldly pleasures and defamed their profession shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the first epistle of St. John the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 18 through 26, quote, "Dear children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have arisen, whence we know that it is the last hour. They have gone forth from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they surely would have continued with us. But they were to be made manifest that not one of them is of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you as to those who do not know the truth, but as to those who know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. No one who disowns the Son has the Father. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If that abides in you, what you have heard from the beginning, you also will abide in the Son and the Father. And this is the promise that he has given us, the life everlasting. These things I have written to you concerning those who lead you astray." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan of Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Oh, I can see the Blessed Mother coming through the sky. Her figure looks very dark, as though she's coming through a great darkness. I have a sensitivity about the darkness around us. Are we really surrounded as a globe in darkness now? Our Lady is coming forward, and I saw Jesus, but he has sort of gone back into the dark clouds there to remain for a reason. Now, Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she is so beautiful. Oh, she absolutely sparkles tonight. She's looking about her, and Our Lady has on a beautiful white cape. It's bordered in gold. I never saw that before. It's very beautiful. And of course, Our Lady has on her long cream-colored gown. Oh, she looks absolutely beautiful. Our Lady appears to be very tall tonight. Maybe it's the way she's standing. And I can't see Jesus anymore. He seems to be like in a haze on her left side, our right side. Our Lady is looking all about her. And her mantle on her head has slipped a little back where I can see her hair. Her hair appears to be quite dark. And Our Lady is smiling now and placing her fingers to her lips. which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I come to you as a mother of grace. And as a mother, I cannot evade the truth with you. I must give it to you for your own protection. The Eternal Father, I have had to go before him and plead your cause time and again, for he wishes to bring the great blow upon mankind. In his reasoning, his all-knowing reasoning, he feels that too many souls are now falling into hell, driven there even by some of the clergy. My child and my children, I have often admonished you to guard your children in this world of darkness. You are responsible for your children's souls. As such, if you neglect them in this lifetime, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, but could spend an eternity in hell or a long session in the other place of banishment, purgatory. Do not laugh, all you who cannot understand the truth, nor seek the truth. I say now that if you will look, my child, for me, look into what I show you, the realm of the suffering. Purgatory? Yes, purgatory. Oh, my goodness. I have never heard such a din, the screaming and the wailing. And I see Tito. They're clothed, that they're floating. I don't know. It seems to be endless. They're being tossed back and forth, and all I can hear is screams and moans. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Blessed Mother, don't make me look. My heart will stop. It's so frightening. My child, come closer to me. You understand there are three realms: heaven, purgatory, and hell. I allow you to look upon purgatory, and I understand your shock, because tell my child fully what you have seen. I have seen mitres, bishops, and even several cardinals, and then I see a whole score of priests with their cassocks. They're still dressed in their garments, that they are moaning and pleading. Now Our Lady is placing a hand before my eyes. It is frightening. It's one of the most frightening scenes I have ever witnessed. Our Lady is touching her lips, which means to repeat, my child, I want you to understand and bring to the world the absolute truth and reality of this realm. There are mitres and there are Catholics there. I want you to tell the world that there are clergy who are now falling into purgatory, if not some in hell, because they are misguiding the sheep. The Eternal Father wants to set upon the world the rule of redemption. How long, my children of the world, can I beg for your reprieve? Why don't you listen to my voice? I have traveled throughout your world, through many earth years, pleading with you to turn back from your ways of destruction. Clergy, in my son's houses, you must show more honor to my son. There are some who are a disgrace to their profession. leading others into ways of sin. O ye of little faith, why do you deface the young? You who have given themselves over to worldly pleasures and defamed their profession shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We came across a fantastic book titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic. David Curie was raised in a devout Christian family whose father was a fundamentalist preacher, and both his parents were teachers at Moody Bible Institute. Curie himself received a degree from Trinity International University and studied in the Masters of Divinity program at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. This book was written as an explanation to his fundamental and evangelical friends and family about why he became a Roman Catholic. Curie presents a systematic and intelligible account of the reasons for his conversion to the Roman Catholic Church that Christ founded. He gives detailed discussion of important and doctrinal beliefs Catholics and evangelicals hold in common, as well as key doctrines that separate us, particularly the Eucharist, the Pope, and Mary. This extraordinary book, titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic, costs $16.50, which includes shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, and American Express and call 616-698-6448 to order the book Born Again Fundamental or Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic. It costs $16.50, which includes shipping and handling. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Today we have the story of the witness of the devil. A celebrated Jesuit, Father Delero, relates the following incident. In 1617, a woman lived in Cambrai, France, was possessed by the devil. The Dean of Cambrai, a pious and learned priest, made use of the exorcisms of the church, but for a long time met with no success. The devil scoffed at all his efforts. One day the priest went to a possessed person immediately after Mass in order to begin a new exorcism. The devil cried out from afar, "Thou art very strong today on account of the bread which you have eaten at the altar." "No quibbling or evasions," answered the priest. "If what I have eaten today in Holy Communion is but bread, then my voice shall be without power and authority against thee. But if, as I believe with my whole soul, it is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then I command thee in his name to leave this woman instantly." At the same moment, the devil uttered a frightful cry and left the woman to return no more. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, the third secret of Fatima, and much more. If you personally don't have a computer, maybe a family friend or relative has one, and you could have them see this too. at www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1993. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
My child and my children, we have asked you on numerous occasions to pray for the clergy. They do not have a special passport from heaven. They fight the influence of Satan and his agents upon earth. But they need your prayers. You have forgotten them. They need your prayers. I ask of you all to pray for your parish priest. Temptation is great upon them. However, they are being put to the test by the Eternal Father, and all who are rotten will fall. Our Lady is placing a hand upon her eyes, and she's pointing over to the left side, her right side. I see the inside of a church. There is service going on. But however, what are they doing? They are skipping like frolicsome down the aisle. As I watch, I see it is the priest, I believe, behind the altar. He's motioning to two children to come out of the pews and go to the rear of the church. The children are hastily almost running to the back of the church. And I see they are picking up something. Oh, it is the ciborium and the plate. Oh, now what are they doing, my child? They are taking it up to the altar. Now the priest and the other man, the deacon, he is called, my child, the deacon. They are giving these over to them, and the priest is now going back to his station behind the altar. Now, all of a sudden, he raises his hand, and a young woman is coming out of the pew. But, oh, my goodness me, she has on a pair of shorts. And she's heading for the altar. Now, a lady is pointing. The woman starts to sing. Her music is not one of the church or those accepted by God. And as she sings, the priest stands behind the altar, and in his eyes, is he admiring her or admonishing her? It looks, my child, like he is admiring her. The short she is wearing is most revealing and immodest, Our Lady said. Now, that woman is now going to sit at the side of the altar, and as she crosses her legs, it is a most horrible infringement on the sacred rites. But it is almost embarrassing, that's another, for me to look. Must I see it? Yes. The shorts are no longer short. They're almost gone. And I can see the expression on the priest's face as he's observing this. Now, also, there are two young girls, about 13 years of age, sitting at the side of the altar. As the priest goes forward to consecrate the host, my son's body. Now, as I watch, I notice now, after the consecration, that the priest is now taking his place on the right side in the altar, at the last two, over to the right, and the deacon is going over to the left, and now, I don't believe this. Oh, that's it, that's it, Mother. There are two young girls. Our lady How old are they? 13 years old. And the lady is saying, Veronica, don't close your eyes. Go to them and tell me what you see.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18th, 1993. The complete prophecy in printed form is free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony I have here is from New York. It says, to Our Lady of the Roses, in thanksgiving to Our Dear Lady of the Roses for a favor granted after attending the June 18th vigil. My husband's out of work for 8 months, has found a job to meet our needs, allowing me to remain at home with our children and homeschooling, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. Now my next testimony here is from Pennsylvania. To Our Lady's workers, I must report this miracle. One of my sons, John, works in a body shop, making cars look new after accidents. He has worked on cars for 10 years. Last month, after undercoating a car, for whatever reason, the fumes created a small ball of fire. And when John saw this, he proceeded to back up. The ball became bigger. The fire hit his face and arms. John immediately rolled on the floor to put out the flames. My other son, Joe, who works with John, saturated him with water. John was taken to a burn center. His face and hands and arms were burnt. They said that he needed skin grafting on his left arm and hand. When this accident happened, I knew John wore his scapula and rosary. I knew instantly that his chest would not be burnt. And it was not touched. People cannot believe that his eyes were not burnt. After a week, all burns were healed and there was no scars. We thank Jesus and Mary so much. We know who the protectors and healers were. And then that is signed. Now I have another one from California. To Our Lady's workers, for some time I've wanted to write to to tell you how heaven's messages through you helped me to finally complete my conversion to becoming a faithful and true member of the body and soul of the only true church on earth, the Holy Roman Catholic Church. After 15 long years of agonizing about taking that final step of joining the Roman Catholic Church, I finally did. I had also started wearing a miraculous medal and sporadically prayed Our Lady's Rosary, as well as teaching my three young sons to pray the Rosary too. But my husband, who is presently an Anglican, did not want me to become a Roman Catholic. He had been raised to be a Baptist, then he became a Lutheran with me as a compromise between our two denominations in 1970. And had become an Episcopalian with me in 1975. I was raised in the Episcopal Church. He had also become a Freemason in 1965 and did not want me to become a Catholic. In October 1989, I felt such a strong pull by God to become a Roman Catholic that I told the priest where I had been having items blessed, that I wanted to become a member as soon as possible. He had talked with me many times and decided I didn't need to go through the RCIA process after 15 years of studying Roman Catholicism. he had me call a good Catholic friend to be my sponsor. And 2 days later, I was finally a member of Our Lord and Our Lady's Church. The Bayside messages came into my hands in January 1988. My husband and I had gone to a mall to a book sale. I had prayed to God to guide me with the Holy Spirit the right books to buy and read. No sooner had I prayed when I turned and I picked up Roses from Heaven, published by the Children of Mary in Orange, Texas. And then I also picked up the Baltimore Catechism and the Holy Bible, Douay Rheims Version. These convinced me the Holy Roman Catholic Church contains the treasure of the true faith and offers its members the most wonderful gift of all, our Lord himself, his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. I no longer had to worry whether Anglican orders were valid or not. I could openly love and honor our Blessed Mother Mary. My middle son said, "Now you can quit being a closet Catholic, Mom. Please continue to share the messages from heaven to the peoples of the world." And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.